public officials, business representatives, and interested citizens circled up on camp chairs in Redstone Park, where Coal Creek flows into the Crystal River. A few miles upstream, an estimated 1.3 million cubic feet of methane is seeping out of the former Dutch Creek mine every day. Chris Caskey, founder of Delta Brick and Climate Company, came prepared with a series of large, printed-out slides to make the case for mitigation.
Depending how you count, the gas up here is either about half or well more than half of Pitkin County's total climate pollution. And Pitkin County's a wealthy spot, so they kind of have above average climate pollution. And that's not great, but we also have like the will around here to do something about that.
Compared to cutting the climate impacts of Aspen Airport, methane is low-hanging fruit, Caskey said, because it's a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide and tends to be more concentrated. But there's still energy in it, which could mean electricity and jobs.
The skills to do climate action, in my opinion, are present in the fossil fuel industry. So as we're losing those jobs, we can create some jobs.
A project near Somerset is already producing energy offsets for Aspen Ski Co. 24/7, year-round, and likely for years to come. Caskey has identified at least one methane leak in Coal Basin that could be a good candidate for capture, which ultimately means burning it up.
The result of that is CO2, water, and heat, slash energy. So this heat can do whatever you want. It can turn a generator, or it can fire a kiln, or... I am very interested in this water because we could make a couple thousand gallons a day of water that didn't exist before. So if we separate, and this is gas, of course, it's coming out of steam. If we separate the heat from the water, we can have liquid water.
The final design depends on further study and funding. The Crystal River Methane Solutions Group wants Senator Bennett to back a congressionally directed spending request to get the ball rolling and encourage public land managers to support the project. Some large-scale environmental legislation wouldn't hurt, as Bennett himself pointed out.
And let's get the Core Act passed. That would be helpful.
For KDNK, I'm Will Graham Bois.